Hello.
Hello, thank you for calling Auburn Tiger Travel, powered by Total Sports Travel. This is Elisa returning your call.
Yes, this is Elizabeth Grant, and I guess I didn't follow the instructions correct. I made a reservation for the Penn State game.
Yes, Ms. Grant.
Okay, and I'm trying to get Becky Martin on there with me.
Oh, okay.
And somehow I couldn't get her pulled up.
All right, let me see if I can assist you with that. Hold on,
Okay, I'm going to let you talk to Becky, okay? She's right here with me.
No problem. Let me go ahead and pull up your reservation.
Okay.
Okay. And your last name was Grant, right?
Grant. 1631 Marie Loop, Auburn. And do you need my email?
No, I think I have found you. You had Miss Martin on there? That's who you were adding?
I wanted to add her, yes.
She's on your reservation.
Right, but we didn't get her credit card to.
Oh.
I just paid $500 is what. So she wants to pay her $500.
Gotcha. Well, let's get that started for you.
All right, I'm
let me
let
do
you
that
talk
part.
With her.
Okay? No problem.
Hey.
Hello, Ms. Martin. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I am outstanding. Let me just confirm some information that I have in front of me for you. Your first name is going to be spelled R-E-B-E-C-C-A. Then your last name, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. I have your address at 1084 Walden Lane, W-A-L-D-E-N Lane, Auburn, Alabama, 36830. And then your contact phone.
Whoa. No, that's not correct. I think you have Miss Grant's address, which is fine, I guess, but her address has changed. It's not Walden.
Now, wait a minute. So I have Miss Grant as 1631 Marie Loop.
Yes, that's correct. But that's not my address.
Okay, well, let's fix you.
Okay. It's 35.
I have that. 3543 Mulberry Way.
Yes, that's me.
And you're in Duluth, Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
30096.
That's me.
Now, is your phone number still 334-332-3421?
That's Miss Grant's number.
Let me fix yours. Yes, ma'am,
okay.
I do.
404.
I might have it. Nope, don't have it. Let's see. 404. Yes, ma'am.
906-7801.
Let me just go over that, please. I have 404. 906-7801. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So now I have you together. All right. Let's get this started. All right. Now you want to make a payment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to go a different way. Hold on. There you are. Okay, hold on one moment. Now, let me make sure I have your email address, please, Ms. Martin. Hold on. Let me make sure I got that. Email address of Emma Manna.
That's it.
So it's E-M-M-A-M-A-N-N-A at hotmail.com?
That's me.
Okay. All right. So I think I have everything together. So what type of card would you be using today, Ms. Martin?
I'm using a Visa card.
A Visa card. Now, do you use your middle initial on your card?
It's H, as in happy.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And I'm ready for that card number when you are.
Okay, 4147.
I'm ready.
1801. 9179-1348.
Okay. Would you repeat that one more time just to make sure I keyed it in properly?
4147.
Mm-hmm.
1801.
Mm-hmm.
9179.
Mm-hmm.
1348.
That is what I have. And then I have the name as Rebecca, then H as in happy, and then, of course, your last name, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N. And hold on, your expiration for that card?
620,
624. And the security code on the back, please, ma'am.
357.
Thank you. All right. And you wanted to pay the, what down payment did you want to make? The 250? You want to do 500 instead?
Okay. Now, was the 500 the total for both of us, or was it 250 each?
It was 250 each. So she, Miss
Grant's paid for both of us.
Right. She paid the 500 and it just applied to her side of it. It didn't, I don't know if she, wait, hold on. It might have, before I do that, I was wondering if it was a way for me to look real fast.
Okay.
She paid 500, but I'm trying to see, did it go to both of your totals? Let me do something different real quick. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see if I can open it up somewhere else without losing your information. Give me one moment, please, Ms. Martin.
Well, I'll just go ahead and, if it's less trouble, I'll just go ahead and pay the 500.
No, you don't have to pay 500 because the down payment was actually only 250 per person. Now,
okay,
if you wanted to just pay 500 down on your for your part, just so you'll have less to worry about later on.
Let's just do that. It'd be less trouble for you.
Oh, it wouldn't have been a problem. I could have just checked. I was going to go in another system. So you would like to pay the 500 for yours. We're going to use your Visa ending in 13548. Your expiration is 0624. The CVV code is going to be 357. And
that's right.
Okay, let me go ahead and process that payment.
Okay. Now, we are in the same room, correct?
I'm going to go over it and look real fast and make sure everything is correct. Okay, so now you have a balance due of 778, and I believe, let me go and do this real fast. Let me go back to your reservation. Manage. All right. So y'all gonna do Auburn. All right. Yes. So she paid 500 towards her. You paid 500 towards yours part. And let me just check your hotel part.
Okay.
Yes. So you both are gonna be at Hershey Lodge. Two queen beds, one room. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Yes, okay.
Now let me.
Did we get.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Did we get insurance?
I can send something over to the tour manager so they can send you over a quote. But let me see if there's something in here that I can alert her. Otherwise, I'll send her an email to let her send you over a quote for insurance. Give me one moment.
Okay,
let me.
Thank you.
No problem at all. No problem at all. But let me do this as well. Let me send you a copy of your confirmation. Let me send that to you. All right. That one is sent to you. And then I'm going to send Ms. Grant a copy of that as well. Okay. And insurance. Let's go over there. Okay. Got that. No, I don't think... I'm going to have the tour manager call you back. It's going to be Jen Bagshaw so that she can send you a quote for travel insurance. But also, I wanted to suggest as well, Ms. Martin, check with your credit card company because usually they offer travel insurance and sometimes you get a better rate as well. But I will send an email to Jen to reach out to you to send you the quotes to both of you all's email. And let me just confirm Ms. Grant's email.
Okay.
I have Liz, L-I-Z, Grant at Knology, that is K KNOLOGY.net.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. She said okay. That's correct.
Okay. I'll send that over so they can send you the quote for travel insurance. And like I said, okay. Please check with your credit card company as well.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Elisa.
Elisa?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elisa. You've been very helpful.
No problem, Ms. Martin. And you too have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.